Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're digging into the stories painted on the walls murals. Murals, window art of a place in Houston called Mary's Naturally.
Yeah, we've got some really great images, mostly from the early 90s, from the artist himself, Scott Swoveland.
Exactly. And our goal really is to figure out what these visuals tell us about Mary's, you know, its vibe, its place in the culture back then.
And what's clear immediately is that this place evolved. Visually, anyway, we can see at least two different parking lot murals, plus stuff inside, and this really specific window painting.
Right. Let's start with those parking lot ones. Both of them have this text pretty clear. Mary's does not own this parking lot. You must pay to park. No.
It's very direct, isn't it? A practical message. But why put it in the mural? Seems unusual.
It does. It kind of suggests they were tackling even a mundane issue like parking with a bit of artistic flair, maybe.
Or maybe just making sure everyone saw it. The second parking lot mural, it has the same message, but the art's different. You see figures, and the word crystal is really prominent.
Yeah, that shift is interesting. The message stays, but the picture changes.
Right. So the practical need is constant, but the visual language around it is changing. Those figures, crystal. Maybe that points to, I don't know, different events or just a new artistic phase.
Could be. And there's that photo detail. TNT shirts nearby. It helps paint a picture of the area, doesn't it? Other businesses around, activity.
Definitely gives you a sense of place. A lively street, perhaps.
Okay, so let's shift to something really specific in time. We've got this window painting, June 1993. It's marking the 25th anniversary of the Stonewall riots. You see 1969, 1993, and Stonewall riots. That feels pretty significant.
Oh, absolutely significant. For Mary's to dedicate prime window space to the Stonewall anniversary, especially in 93. I mean, Houston's Pride Parade theme had just focused on that the year before. It really highlights Mary's connection to LGBTQ plus history.
It shows it was a visible part of the community and a supportive one.
Exactly. A landmark in its own way.
So moving inside, the photos from 93, 94, 95, they show, a real mix of styles and some intriguing text snippets like Fire Dancer, Jundance, Cattle Company, Houston TX, and Gross.
Yeah, those internal shots are fascinating. They give you little glimpses into the life inside Mary's. Cattle Company, Houston TX, that probably signals a specific party or theme night, you know?
Right, like a Western theme or something.
Could be. And Fire Dancer, Jundance, those sound like performances maybe. Or themed dance nights.
Makes sense. And there's another one, Divine Pink Flamingos.
Mm-hmm. That hints at perhaps a more playful, maybe even campy vibe that was part of the Mary's experience. Fun, you know.
Definitely gives you a sense of the energy. We also got this timeline graphic. It layers in some broader history. Starts with 1969 Stonewall, of course, but also notes the death of Joby Grund.
Who must have been important early on, perhaps.
Seems likely. Then 1970, Jim Fanny Farmer opens Mary's. Naturally. With the exclamation point.
Uh-huh, yeah. Gotta love the name.
Then it jumps to 1972, mentions the end of the Vietnam War, Rocky Horror Picture Show, M.O.T., and then some stranger phrases. 1975, 1979, ACG Me of Diesel Era, and 1972, A.M. End.
That timeline is crucial, even the cryptic bits. It places Mary's right in the flow of bigger cultural moments, repeating 1969, linking the bar's origins to Stonewall.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Yeah, it anchors it.
And those other dates and phrases, emote, diesel era. They might seem obscure now, but back then, they were probably well-understood references, historical markers for the community Mary served.
Insider knowledge.
Right, shared history. And then, jumping ahead, there's an image from 2005. The style is quite different again.
Which just shows, you know, the place kept evolving visually. New artists, maybe, changing tastes. It didn't stay stuck in the past.
So, yeah, putting it all together. These aren't just random paintings. They're like a visual diary for Mary's, naturally.
Mm-hmm. They show the practical stuff, like parking woes.
But also this deep connection to LGBTQ plus history, like Stonewall.
And just the general vibe, the culture of the place, changing over time through the art and those historical nods.
It's pretty compelling how these images let you piece together the story of a space, but also the community and the values it represented.
Definitely. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. It leaves you wondering, you know, if you really looked hard at the walls of other old, long-standing spots, what other kinds of stories about people, communities, and just the passage of time might be hiding in plain sight?